What a great day it is to be alive.
Kurang hirup dina dinten anu luar biasa.
There's never been a better time to serve Jesus Christ than right now.
Daya waktu anu langkung sae kanggo ngalayanan Kristus iwal ti dinten ieu.
All over the world, God's doing something wonderful and new.
Dalam dunia Gusti ngalakukeun hal anu enggal sareng luar biasa.
And one of the greatest needs in the church is a generation of leaders.
Salah sahiji kapriogan pangagengna di gereja nyaeta ayana generasi pangmimpin.
People whose lives are giving others something to follow.
Jalmi-jalmi anu hirupna masihan tuladan kanggo jalmi sanes nuturkeun.
And I believe you can take up the challenge of leadership.
Kami percaya sadek tiasa nyandak panyaur ka pamimpinan.
So that you live a life that's effective for the kingdom of God. As we look at developing leaders, I'd like you to turn with me in the Word.
Ya, eta ngembangkan kepemimpinan, mangga orang tinggal di dewan Gusti.
We're turning to Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 23.
Nah, pasal 4 ayat 20 ke 23.
In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 it says,
Keloka pasal 4 ayat 20 dugi ka 23 kieu unggalna.
My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings.
Anaking, regepkeun, dengekeun omongan bapa.
Do not let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the middle of your heart.
Kade olah aya nu lolos, ingetkeun, cangret dina ati.
For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh.
Sing saha anu ngarti bakal diganjar hirup hurip.
Verse 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
Ayat 23, masing asak nya mikir sebab anu nangtukeun watak hirup teh nyaeta pikiran tea.
What is in your life is determined by what is in your heart.
Anu aya dina kehirupan urang ditangtukeun tinaon nu aya dina hati urang.
We're told to diligently keep our heart.
Orang dipasihan terang kanggo ngajaga hati urang.
Look after it the way a gardener looks after his garden.
Ngajagana saperus tukang kebon, ngajaga kebonna.
Because it's out from your heart springs the issues of life.
Kumaha ti hate urang kayan hirup urang ti pangaruhan.
Therefore, what's in your heart will determine what's in your life.
Anu aya dina hirup urang mangaruhan kahirupan urang.
Your heart determines your attitude in life.
Hati urang nangtukeun hirup urang.
Your heart determines the success of your life.
Hati urang nangtukeun kasuksesan hirup.
The direction or the course of your life is determined by what's in your heart.
Tujuan sareng arah hirup ditangtukeun tinaon nu aya di hati urang.
Many people think life is about what happens to them.
Jalmi ngemutan. Hirup teh kumargi naonu kajantanan ka aranjeuna.
They think their life is determined by what's happening around them.
Aranjeuna ngemutan hirup ditangtukeun kumargi kaayaan sakuriling.
But there are many examples of people in the Word of God who show that no matter what happens to them or around them, their life was built by what was happening in them.
Nangisar contoh jalmi di Alkitab nganyatakeun hirup aranjeuna teu kapangaruhan sareng kaayaan disakuriling atanapi kaayaan anu kajantanan. Karanjena nanging dipengaruhan kunaunu ayah dilepet aranjena.
Joseph had all sorts of things happen to him.
Yusuf ngalaman seueur perkawis.
His brothers beat him.
Lanjekna nenggelan anjena.
He was sold to be a slave in a foreign god's doing.
Dijual janten budak di negara dengen.
He was tempted by a woman.
Didoja ku istri.
He was betrayed.
Dikhianat.
He went through famine.
Ngalaman kalaparan.
But everywhere Joseph went, he came to a place of prominence.
Kumaha bae Yusuf angkat anjeunna diagungkeun.
Because life's not built by what's happening around us, it's built by what's happening in us.
Kumargi hirup teu dipangaruhan sareng kaayaan sakuliling nanging kaayaan dilebet urang.
That's why we're told to get the word into the middle of our heart in verse 21.
Eta sababna urang diajarkan ku nyimpen dauhan dina hati urang ayat 21.
It's not enough to have the word in your head.
Tercekap nyimpen dina utek. Sabagian jalmi.
Some people preach the word.
Tapkeun dawuhan Gusti.
They have knowledge of the word.
Aranjeunna kaduh ilmu panemu ngeunaan dawuhan.
But if it's not in your heart, it won't necessarily affect your whole life.
Neng umpami taya dina hate moal ngamangaruhan sadaya kehirupan.
So we get God's word right into the middle of our heart.
Kita mangga simpen dawuhan Gusti dina hate urang.
then the right things will spring out of our life.
Alhamdulillah, beres muncul dina hidup saderek.
When verse 23 says the issues of life are determined by what are in your heart.
Waktu ayat 23 nyarioskeun isu kehidupan muncul di lebet hate urip saderek.
The original word for issues literally means the boundaries or the borders of your life.
Bahasa asli isu artinya batasan dina hirup saderek.
You must have God's word in your heart.
Saderek peryogi gaduh dauhan Gusti di lebet hate.
Let's look together at James chapter 1.
Katinggal dina Yakobus pasal 1.
In James chapter 1 verse 21.
Yakobus pasal 1 ayat 21.
You can see the same principle.
Saderek tiasa ningal prinsip anu sami.
It says, therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls.
Sebab eta pijen kabiasan-kabiasan anu matak aib jeung goreng teh sing pasrah ka Allah. Tarimakeun pangandikanna anu dicecepkeun dina ati sanubari anjeun anu kawasa ngaraksa jiwa.
The engrafted word is a word which is right inside your heart or your soul.
Pangandika anu dicecepkeun nyaeta pangandika anu aya dina hati sadere.
If two trees are engrafted together, they literally become one tree.
Pami dua tangkal dicecepkeun sareng baris janten hiji tangkal.
And when the word is engrafted into you, you and the word become one.
Pami dauhan dipelak dina hate saderek dauhan sareng urang teh hiji.
That's what it means to get God's word into the middle of your heart.
Ya hartosna nyimpen dina hate saderek.
Praise the Lord.
Puji Gusti.
So if we get God's word into the middle of our heart, it saves our soul.
Dan pami urang nyimpen pangandika dina hate eta nyalametkeun nyawa saderek.
In other words, it transforms and changes our heart.
Istilah sanes eta beres ngarobih hati saderek.
Makes a difference to the inner man.
Ngarobah manusia batiniah saderek. Pelanan.
And that will change everything around and about you.
Alia beres ngarobah segala hal di sakruling.
Your ministry will become more effective.
Saderek beres langkung efektif.
Churches grow.
Gereja tumbuh.
Businesses grow.
Bisnis namajang.
People's lives grow.
Kehidupan saderek tumbuh.
When they get God's word into the middle of their heart.
Atas aranjeun nampi pangandika Allah dina hate aranjeunna.
It's engrafted into them.
Pelak dina aranjeunna.
And in verse 22 it says you must be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourself.
Dina ayat 22 pangandika Allah teh cukup didangukeun wungkul tapi kudu jeung prakna dilampahkeun.
I don't want to hear about the word. I want to do it.
Tapi teh hayang ngadangu pangandika bae nanging hayang ngalakukeun.
I don't just want to hear that God heals today. I want to see it done in my life and ministry.
Tapi teh hayang ngadangu Gusti ngada mangkeun nanging hayang ningal oge dina hirupna.
It's not enough for you to hear about revival in another nation or at a different time. You need to see revival in your own life.
Ditekap saderek ngan ngadangu KKR kajantanana di nagara sanes. Saderek peryogi ningal dina hirup ieu.
In your church or in your ministry.
Dina gareja sareng pelayanan.
And if you want to be a doer of the word, you need the word in your heart.
Kami saderek hayang janten pelaku pangandika perlu nyimpen pangandika di lebet hate.
Many people hear about destiny but never get to do it because it never reaches their heart.
Jalmi terang tujuan nanging teu pernah ngalakukeun nanaon kumarkin teu aya dina hatena.
In verse 24 it says that the person who is a hearer of the word and not a doer is like the one who observes himself in a mirror, goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Verse 23 and 24.
Ayat 23 sareng 24 aringan ukur didenge bari henteu jeung prakna dilampahkeun eta lir ibarat ninjo beungeut sorangan dina enteng sanajan geus disidik-sidik ana indit mah poho deui kana rupa beungeut sorangan teh.
Many people see how they should look when they listen to a sermon.
Jalmi terang kumaha kayaan aranjeunna waktos ngadangukeun kutbah.
And what, in the light of the word they see what the new creation looks like.
Dina caang pangandika aranjeun ningali kumaha sakedana kayaan ciptaan enggal.
They may even leave the building and tell the minister that was a good message.
Kabaktian aranyana nyarios kapandita na iukot banusai.
And yet go away and forget how they looked in the light of God's word.
Nang sapanos angkat aranyana hilat naon anu kedahna dilampahkeun dina caang pangadika Allah.
That's what happens when God's word isn't right in your heart.
Ia anu kajantenan umpami pangandikan teu di dina hate.
Leadership starts in your heart.
Kapamimpinan dikawitan tina hate.
If you want to develop as a leader,
umpami sare koyo ngembangkeun salaku pamimpin,
it's got to be inside you.
Kawitan tilebet.
If you want to develop other leaders,
koyo ngembangkeun pamimpin sanes,
then it also has to start inside you.
Etau ke ngawitan ti diri urang.
Many people have the wrong things in their heart and it affects their whole life.
Jami anu gaduh emuta nu lepat dina hatena, mangaruhan saraya hirupna.
They're frustrated in ministry and they're frustrated in life.
Arajana frustasi dina pelayanan sareng kahirupan.
One of the greatest signs of the wrong thing in your heart is negativity or defeat.
Saeta tanda ayana kalepatan dilepat hate urang nyaeta paraosan negatif sareng eleh.
And if you are negative, it'll affect your whole life.
Pamisarek negatif aris ngapangaruhan sadaya kehidupan.
Negativity can be pointed in many different directions.
Kaayaan negatif tiasa disebabkan rupi-rupi kaayaan.
But it's always about you.
Nang sadaya na dasarna ti urang.
It may be pointed at the government.
Arek janta negatif tiasa kumarki alasan pamarintah.
It might be pointed at the church or another church down the road.
Kumarki gereja atau napi gereja urang.
Perhaps it's pointed at your father or your mother or your background.
Pangitan alasan ti bapa atau napi ibu atau napi kasang tukang.
You may be negative about the weather.
Arek tiasa negatif kumarki cuaca.
But it's not about those things, it's about you.
Pangitan sana sadaya alasan salersna dasarna kumarki orang nyalira.
First thing I want to tell you about negativity is it's a reflection of inner defeat.
Pangitan anu abdi masihan terang ngenaan kaya negatif aya eta gambaran elehna batin.
It's about what's in your heart.
Teras alasan kumargi naon kajantaran dina hati urang.
And the Bible teaches that in many times and in many places.
Alkitab ngajarkan hal ieu dina rupi-rupi waktu sareng tempat.
It says in Proverbs 23, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Teloka 23, sakuma pikiran jelema dina hatena, kitu oge anjeunna naon anu aya.
In other words, what's in your heart determines who you are.
Jelasanes, nanu aya dina hatena nang tukeun saha urang saleresna.
In Proverbs 16 it says a man's heart plans his course.
Teloka 16 hate jalmi ngarancanakeun jalanna.
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12,
Yesus nyarios dina Matius pasal 12,
a good man out of the good treasure in his heart brings forth good things.
Jalma anu bener ngabicilkeun hal-hal anu bener. Nu kaluarna tina sanubari anu bener.
But an evil man out of the evil in his heart brings forth evil things.
Sabalikna nu jahat ngutahkeun kajahatanna tina sanubari nu jahat.
So again, whatever's in your heart will come forth in your life.
Kali deui naon anu aya dina hatena beres katingal dina kahirupan urang.
Out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks.
Sampai urang nyaros naon nu parantos aya di lebet hate.
So negativity is about what's inside you.
Jantan negatif asalna ti hate urang.
It's not about the other pastors and the denomination.
Nes kumari gembala ti denominasi sanes.
It's not the government, it's not the weather, it's not things around and about you.
Nes ngenaan pamarintah, cuaca sareng kaayaan sakeliling urang.
It's a reflection of what's in you.
Nangin gambaran tina hate urang.
So many people, the way they speak is just a reflection of the defeat that's in them.
Terjalmi cara anjena nyarios nyaita gambaran ti eleh diri aranjena.
Sometimes people stand behind pulpits and preach the word, but they continually keep their people defeated because of what's inside of them.
Kadang jalmi naik ka mimbar kanggo khutbah nanging anjena ngadamel jamaah tetep dina eleh kumargi naon aya dina lepet hatena.
This is sharper than a two-edged sword.
Alia langkung seket tibatan pedang seseket na dua.
But you can blunt it if there's negativity in your heart.
Nanging urang tiasa ngadamel mintul umpami aya negatif dina hati urang.
If the good man out of the good in his heart brings forth good things,
umpami jalmi sae ngaluarkeun nu sae di hatena.
And the evil man out of the evil in his heart brings forth evil things,
jalmi jahat ngaluarkeun nu jahat dina hatena.
The negative man out of the negativity in his heart will bring forth negative things.
Eta jalmi anu negatif ngaluarkeun negatif dina hatena.
The defeated person out of the defeat in his heart will bring forth defeated things.
Jalmi anu eleh ngaluarkeun anu eleh dina hatena.
But the faith man out of the faith in his heart will bring forth faith things.
Jalmi anu iman ngaluarkeun iman ti hatena.
An overcoming person out of an overcoming spirit will bring forth overcoming things.
Jalmi anu unggul ngaluarkeun hal anu unggul tina hatena.
If there's life in your heart, you will bring forth life.
Upami aya kahirupan tina hate urang baris ngaluarkeun kahirupan.
It always comes back to what's in you.
Ulih kana naon anu aya dina hate urang.
And when someone speaks negative and defeated, it's always about what's in them.
Pemisah orang nyeros negatif sareng eleh eta teh kaayaan hatena.
The second thing about negativity is negativity always justifies itself.
Al kadua ngeunaan negatif nyaeta negatif teras-terasan ngabenerkeun sorangan.
Look with me at Proverbs chapter 16 verse 2.
Tingali Soloka pasal 16 ayat 2.
In Proverbs 16 verse 2 it says all the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes but the Lord weighs the spirits.
Jadi pangasa urang mah pagawean urang teh hade bae ari pangeran mah nuji anu sanubari urang.
All the ways of a man are right in his own eyes.
Sadaya jalan jalmi bener numutkeun pamandaknya lira.
We can justify the way we think and the way we act.
Urang tiasa ngalereskeun cara urang ngemutan sareng ngalakukeun.
You can justify the way you talk, the way you respond, the way you live.
Urang tiasa ngalereskeun cara urang nyarios, ngarespon cara hirup urang.
Because all the ways of a man are right in his own eyes.
Kumari sadaya jalan jalmi leres numutkeun pamandaknya lira.
But God weighs up your heart.
Angin Gusti anu nguji hate.
And a person who is negative always justifies themselves.
Jalmi anu negatif ngabenerkeun sorangan.
You can always justify your defeat or your discouragement or your depression.
Urang tiasa ngaleureskeun kaelehan urang, depresi, tawar hate. Umami urang ngadangu.
You listen to a negative person and you will hear them justifying themselves all the time.
Jalmi negatif nyaeros ngadangu aranjeuna, teras-terasan ngaleureskeun nyalira.
I was on a committee with a lot of pastors in Australia.
Abdi di komite sareng seueur gembala di Australia.
And one pastor was speaking about many other ministries, and every time he talked about one of the other ministries, he was talking about hype and hyper faith, and he continually pointed to hype and other people's lives and ministries.
Aya hiji gembala anu nyeros seueur pelayanan tiap anjeunan nyarios pelayanan jalmi sanes anjeunan nyarios ngeunaan propaganda sareng iman jalmi sanes anu diageung-ageungkeun.
I've known that man for many years.
Abi parantos kenal jalmi ieu mang taun-taun.
And one time his ministry was filled with faith and he was right on the cutting edge of what God's doing.
Kapungkur pelayanan dipinuhan sareng iman anu ngalayanan tepat di garis payun rencana Gusti.
But these days he's flat and cynical.
Nanging pelayanan ayeuna datar sareng kritis.
And it reflects in his church and in his ministry.
Hal ieu katingal dina gereja sareng pelayanan.
But while he's pointing at other people's ministries talking about hype,
nanging ayeuna anjeunan nunjuk pelayanan jalmi sanes sareng kritik aranjeuna.
He's justifying the lack of faith in his own ministry.
Anjeunan nuju ngaleureskeun iman ti pelayanannya lira.
Another person began to speak in the same committee meeting.
Ya jalmi sanes dina rapat komite eta.
He said, I know people are going to call me negative.
Anjeunan nyeros abdi terang jalmi baris nganggap abdi negatif.
He said people always call you negative when they disagree with you. Then he went on with a whole lot of negativity. People call you negative because you're negative. But negativity always justifies itself. Sometimes a negative person justifies themselves by saying, I'm a prophet. They think that because they're a prophet, they can be defeated and negative. But a New Testament prophet always encourages, always exhorts, always comforts. Builds up.
Ngawangun.
But negativity always justifies itself.
Angin negatif teras ngaleresken nyalira.
That's why we've got to become overcomers.
Eta sababna urang kedah janten unggul.
Because leadership doesn't justify itself.
Kumaha pamimpin teu ngaleresken diri nyalira.
Leadership takes accountability.
Kapamimpinan nampi tanggung jawab.
A person who doesn't believe in healing will find somebody who died to justify their lack of faith.
Jalmi anu teu percaya kawarasan baris ninggal jalmi anu maut kanggo ngaleresken kakurangan imana.
Somebody who has problems with giving will point to someone with financial problems to justify their lack of generosity.
Jalmi anu teu hoyong masian baris nunjuk ka jalmi anu kakurangan artos kanggo nutupan sikep koretna.
I refuse to change my belief down to the level of my experience.
Abdi nolak kanggo nurunkeun ka percantanan abdi ka level pengalaman abdi.
I'm committed to changing my experience up to the level of my belief.
Tapi komitmen kanggo naikkeun level pengalaman abdi ka level pengalamanana.
But a negative person always brings their theology down to the level of their experience.
Angin jalmi negatif terus nyandak teologi aranjeuna lungsur ka level pengalaman eta.
Because they pray for someone who was sick and they don't get healed, they change what they believe down to that experience.
Pameran jenah ngaduakeun jalmi teu damang, jalmi eta moal damang aranjeuna ngarubah kapercantananna ka level pengalaman eta.
If they prayed a prayer that God would bless them financially and they don't immediately see the answer, they change their belief on God blessing them.
Pameran jenah ngadoa nyuhunkeun berkah sareng Gusti, tacan ngawaler sacara enggal, janten aranjeuna ngubah kapercantanan ngeunaan berkah Gusti.
Negativity always rationalizes things downwards.
Negatif terus-terusan ngarasionalkeun hal-hal kahandap.
It brings things back down to what's in your heart.
Hal-hal ieu salieu sareng kaayaan hati urang.
Don't change what you believe down to what you experience.
Urang ngarobih naon anu urang percanten ka level naon anu kaalaman.
Change what you experience up to what you believe.
Hasil pengalaman urang ka level naon anu urang percanten.
Then you'll be a leader.
Urang baris janten pamimpin.
Because you're giving people something to follow.
Kumarki urang masikan jalmi-jalmi kanggo nuturkeun.
The third thing about negativity is negativity will choose your friends for you.
Hal katilu ngeunaan negatif nyaeta ngenegatif milih rencang kanggo urang.
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20.
Siloka pasal 13 ayat 20.
In Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20 it says, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed.
Siloka pasal 13 ayat 20, pek nyampur jeung nu pinter tangtu pinter, pek babaturan jeung nu garjul tangtu ancur.
God's not going to destroy you because you're foolish.
Gusti teu ngancurkeun urang kumargi bodoh.
But foolishness will destroy potential in your life.
Angin kabodohan sorangan anu ngancurkeun potensi urang.
And in the eyes of God, negativity is foolishness.
Dina pamandang Gusti, negatifnya eta bodoh.
It will bring you down from what God's planned for your life and ministry.
Dapat ngajatuhkeun urang ti naon anu parantos Gusti siapkeun kanggo hirup sareng pelayanan urang.
It will cause you to live below your God-given potential.
Eta bes ngadamel urang hirup dihandap potensi anu Gusti pasihkeun.
Negativity is foolishness in the eyes of God.
Negatif kabodohan di payunan Gusti.
And that's why it's foolish to walk with negative people.
Eta ge alasanana nyaeta bodo kanggo babaturan sareng urang negatif.
When you serve God, that you have to deal with many people.
Pakas urang layanan Gusti urang patepang sareng seueur jalmi.
But we must be very careful who we let speak into our lives.
Mangi urang kedah ati-ati ngijinkeun jalmi kanggo nyarios kana kahirupan urang.
A person who is negative will have negative friends.
Jalmi anu negatif baris gaduh rerencangan anu negatif.
Because like attracts like.
Margi mirip katarik anu sami.
And overcoming positive people are a great threat to negative people.
Jalmi anu unggul, anu positif, janten ancaman kanggo jalmi negatif.
Therefore, negative people don't tend to stay around positive people for too long.
Jalmi anu negatif teu betah lami sareng anu jalmi positif.
It threatens their negativity too much.
Eta ancaman ka negatifan aranjeuna.
Because a negative person doesn't want just to be hearing answers all the time.
Kumarga jalmi negatif alim ngadang waleran.
They want someone who can understand how bad they feel.
Aranjeuna kasah jalmi anu ngartos kumaha awana kaayaan aranjeuna.
They want someone who will empathize with them.
Aranjeuna kasah jalmi anu empati sareng aranjeuna.
Who will feel their pain.
Anu ngaraoskeun nyeri.
And so negative people don't have many positive friends.
Janten jalmi anu negatif teu gaduh seueur rerencangan anu positif.
It's amazing to me how even in a big crowd negative people find each other.
Hal anu luar biasa kanggo ningali kumpulan ageung jalmi, jalmi negatif nemukeun rerencangan.
Maybe it's familiar spirits.
Pangitan roh anu sami.
But negative people always find each other.
Anu negatif teras nemukeun hiji sareng nu sanes.
And so even in a big church negative people will find each other.
Oge dina gereja anu ageung jalmi negatif nemukeun rerencangna.
Because their negativity is choosing their friends for them.
Markika negatifan anu ngamilihkeun rerencangan kanggo aranjeuna.
That's the way it seems to work in life.
Kitu kerjana dina kahirupan urang.
And then negative people, when they get together, begin to speak in a certain way.
Jalmi-jalmi negatif ngawitan ngumpul nyariskeun ku cara tangtu.
In a church, a negative person will say, "Everybody saying."
Di gereja aranjeuna nyarios, unggal jalmi nyarios.
Everybody saying the music's too loud.
Gap jalmi nyarios, musikna tarik teuing.
Or everybody saying the messages are too long.
Khotbahna panjang teuing.
Or that the messages are too deep.
Khotbahna jero teuing.
Or that the messages aren't deep enough.
Khotbahna ke kurang.
But you say to a negative person, "Well, who's saying?"
Pami urang naros, saha anu nyaros kitu?
And they say, "Well, I don't feel I can tell you who."
Aranjeun ngawaler, wah, abdi teu tiasa masian terang saha.
You say, "Well, how many people are saying that?"
Urang taros sabaraha anu komplain.
And a big everybody might be two or three people.
Jawaban anu nyarios, seur, tiasa oge ngan hiji atanapi dua.
But to a negative person, it's everybody.
Nanging kanggo jalmi negatif, eta teh sadaya jalmi.
Because it's become their whole world.
Pargi eta parantos dunya aranjeuna.
A negative person even loses their negative friends eventually.
Jalmi anu negatif baris kalengitan rerencangan negatif aranjeuna hiji waktos.
Even negative people get tired of their negativity.
Tanggung teh eta jalmi negatif baris janten capek ku negatif aranjeuna.
And so they isolate themselves. And the proverb says a person who isolates themselves rages against all judgment. In other words, they're not thinking straight. That's what negativity does. It isolates you. If you hear a lot of negativity, you should ask yourself, why are you hearing it?
Pami urang ngadangu seueur negatif, urang priyogi ngimut kunaon urang ngadangu hal eta.
Because overcoming people don't tend to hear it.
Kumargi jalmi anu unggul moal ngadangu hal eta.
When I was in a church once that had a big church split just not long after I left.
Abdi kapungkur di gereja anu pecah, telami saparantos abdi ninggalkeun.
It was many years ago and I was the youth leader in the church.
Sabarha tahun kapengker abdi teh gembala anak mudana.
The amazing thing is that I never even knew all those problems were there.
Hal anu narik nyaeta yen abdi teu pernah terang naon masalah nu aya di dinya.
I think I was too positive.
Abdi ngemut kumarki positif teuing.
And positive people don't hear all those things.
Jalmi anu positif teu ngadangu hal-hal anu kitu.
So if people are coming to you with all their negativity, you should ask yourself why they're telling you.
Pamikami dongkap sareng ngadongengkeun ka urang sareng negatif aranyeuna urang kedah naros ka dirina, kunaon aranjeun ngadongengkeun hal eta?
A negative person is very introspective. They look inwards.
Jalmi anu negatif langkung introspeksi diri.
It's all about me and my pain and my hurt.
Kadayana ngeunaan abdi nyeri, raheutna abdi.
It's all about what people have done to me.
Tadaya anu jalmi bidamel ka abdi.
How nobody understands me.
Kumaha abdi teu aya nu ngartos.
Poor me.
Karunya abdi.
And so because it's all about me, I don't put much into people if I'm negative.
Kumari sadaya ngeunaan abdi, henteu merhatikeun ka jalmi sanes umpami abdi negatif.
And in friendships, if you're not depositing into people,
dina pergaulan umpami urang teu masian ka jalmi sanes,
then all you're doing is withdrawing from your friendships, taking from your friendships all the time.
Janten urang ngajauhan rerencangan urang.
If you never deposit any money into your bank account,
pami urang teu nabung artos ka bank,
then there's nothing there to take out of your bank account.
Janten urang teu tiasa nyandak artos di bank eta.
And if you keep withdrawing without depositing, you bankrupt your account.
Pami urang nyandak teu pernah setor janten tabungan urang seuk.
You put your bank account into overdraft.
Urang ngadamel tabungan seuk.
And that's what negative people do to all their friendships.
Ieu anu dilakukeun jalmi negatif ka rerencanganna.
They bankrupt them because they're always taking without contributing.
Aranjeun ngadamel bangkrut kumarki nyandak teu pernah nabung.
There are ministers and leaders who are isolated because they never deposit into anybody else's life.
Aya pelayan sareng pamimpin anu terisolasi kumargi teu pernah deposit naon ka kahirupan jalmi sanes.
They're just continually withdrawing.
Aranjeuna teras-terasan ngundurkeun diri.
And so it affects them.
Eta mengaruhan aranjeuna.
And it's a reflection of what's in their heart.
Eta teh refleksi naon nu aya dina hati aranjeuna.
Because if we've got the right things in our heart, then we've got something to contribute to others.
Pamaha teh urang leres, urang kaduh kanggo dipasikeun ka jalmi sanes.
And you will build healthy relationships and healthy friendships.
Urang beres ngawangun anu sehat sareng riungan anu sehat.
But negativity will devastate your friendships.
Nanging negatif baris ngancurkeun sosobatan.
Number four.
Nomor kaopat.
Negativity magnifies and distorts the truth.
Negatif ngagede-gedekeun atanapi ngalihkeun bebeneran.
Let's look together at Proverbs chapter 12 verse 25.
Pangningal siloka pasal 12 ayat 25.
In Proverbs chapter 12 verse 25, it says, anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad.
Siloka 12 ayat 25, ku kasusah mah jelema teh leungit kabagjaanana, tapi ku pangbeberah mah kasusah na paler.
What? Watch the progression in this scripture.
Perhatoskeun ayat ieu.
It says anxiety leads to depression.
Dicaroskeun kasusah mingpin jalma ka depresi.
And anxiety is negative.
Kasusah teh negatif.
Because it's built on what might happen.
Kumaha diwangun dumasar naon anu kamungkinan kajantenan.
What if we don't get the rains that we need?
Kumaha umpami hujan anu urang prayogikeun teu turun.
What if I can't get a job?
Kumaha umpami urang teu kenging padamelan?
What if my children have a bad accident?
Kumaha umpami anak kacelakaan?
Anxiety is built on what might happen.
Kasusah diwangun dumasar kana naon anu baris kajantenan.
And so anxiety comes from negativity.
Kasusah datang ti negatif.
And anxiety leads to depression.
Eta nyandak kana depresi.
And when a person is depressed, they're not seeing straight.
Atau seorang depresi, tetiasa ngimut leres.
Small things become huge.
Hal alit, tiasa ageng.
And perception is lost.
Sarang akal sehatnya lengit.
That's what negativity does.
Tapi anu dilakukan negatif.
It gives you the wrong perception.
Masihan ka urang persepsi anu lepat.
It magnifies and distorts the truth.
Ngageng-agengkeun cara ngalihkeun kebenaran.
Many people have that happening in their lives.
Jalmi ngalaman hal eta dina hirup aranjeunna.
The way they see things is distorted because of what's in their heart.
Cara aranjeunna ningali kaayaan diganggu kumarkinu aya dina lebet hate aranjeunna.
A photograph comes from a negative.
Jadi gambaran dibentuk ti negatif.
And in a negative, everything's reversed. Light becomes shade, and shade becomes light.
Dina kaya negatif segala dibalik. Cang jantan remang-remang, bayangan jantan cang.
And it affects clarity, it affects color, and it affects definition.
Ayo, ngapangaruhan, ujelas, warna, sarang pengertosan.
And that's exactly what a negative outlook does in a person's life.
Hal eta tepat anu kajantenan kana kehirupan jalmi negatif.
It affects what they see.
Pangaruhan naon anu aranjeunna tingali.
They're not seeing clearly.
Aranjeunna teu ningali jelas.
And perceptions are as powerful in your life as the truth is.
Persepsi sami kaitana sareng kanyataan.
If you believe something, it has as much power over your life as the truth.
Upami urang percaya eta sami kawasana sareng bebeneran.
Perhaps one day Juan sees me coming.
Ejidinten Juan ningali abi dongkak.
He's very excited to see me.
Anjeunna rasa pisan ningali abi.
Hasn't seen me for a long time.
Anjeunna teu salamin teu ningali abi.
Sees me walking towards him and he's so pleased.
Anjeunna ningali abi dongkak nyaketan anjeunna bungah pisan.
But I walk straight past him and say hello to the person behind him.
Aing abi teras mapah sareng naros anu di pengkerna.
And he thinks that I did that on purpose.
Anjeunna ngimut abi ngahaja ngalakukeun hal eta.
And so then he begins to develop an attitude about me.
Jantan anjeunna ngawitan ngembangkeun sikepna ka abdi.
Whether or not he's right.
Beres atana pinte. Aing umpami anjeunna percanten.
If one believes that, it will have as much power over our relationship as though it was the truth.
Eta gaduh kawasa kana hubungan abdi sapertos eta laras ka jantanan.
That's what perceptions do.
Eta persepsi anu dilakukeun.
That's what negativity does.
Eta negatif anu lakukeun.
It magnifies truth.
Gedekeun kanyataan.
A negative person can believe something.
Jalmi negatif tiasa percanten.
They may believe something which is totally wrong, but if they believe it, it will have as powerful a hold over their life as though it was the truth.
Umpami aranya percanten sanaos eta lepat, kawasana sami sareng umpami hal eta leres kitu.
It will even affect the way you see the word of God.
Mangaruhan cara nganilai dawuhan Gusti.
That's why one person can preach from a verse and it builds people and encourages them and lifts them, while another person from the same verse just seems to discourage people and depress them.
Kada sababna pangkutah ngutbahkeun hiji ayat lajeng niatkeun ngawangun seueur jalmi anu nuju ngutbahkeun sanesna ngajatuhkeun sareng ngadamel jalmi depresi di ayat anu sami.
For example, the Bible says, "I'll never leave the righteous forsaken."
Contoh Alkitab nyeros abdi moal ngantep jalmi leres dikantunkeun.
And an overcoming person will see that verse and get excited.
Jalmi anu unggul baris ningal ayat eta sareng suka gembira.
Praise the Lord, God said he'd never leave me forsaken.
Puji Gusti anjeunna nyeros moal ninggalkeun abdi.
And so an overcoming person can live off that verse and be inspired by it.
Entana anjeunna tiasa ningal ieu pengin inspirasi.
But a negative person might look at the same verse.
Tapi negatif biasa ningal ayat ieu.
And then they go, oh no.
Sareng nyaros, oh henteu.
The Bible says God would never leave me forsaken.
Alkitab nyaros Gusti kemoal ninggalkeun abdi.
If he says he'll never leave me forsaken, maybe I'm going to be forsaken for a while.
Kami anjeunna nyaros kitu panginten kanggo samentaeus waktu tiasa oge anjeunna ninggalkeun abdi heula, tos ditinggalkeun ayeuna.
Oh no, I feel forsaken already.
Oh henteu abdi ngaraos.
Same verse.
Ayat nu sami.
but different perception.
Persepsi nu benten.
Because of what's in a person's heart.
Margi naon anu aya dina hate jalmi.
And many people's world is magnified and distorted because of what's in their heart.
Di lebet kayaan jalmi ngagengkeun atawa tapi diselewengkeun ku margi naon anu aya dina hatena.
And it causes them to live below the potential that God has for them.
Menyebabkeun aranjeunna hirup di handapan potensi anu Gusti dipasihkeun.
A leader must have the right things in their heart.
Pamimpin kedah gaduh hal anu leres dina hatena.
Otherwise, what is in their heart will continue to sabotage their destiny.
Pamintaya dina hate aranjeunna baris teras nyabut tas tujuan hirup aranjeunna.
A negative person will color your words by their spirit.
Jalmi negatif baris mangaruhan hirup urang sareng dunya aranjeunna.
Perhaps I could say something which, when I say it, means something very clear.
Angita nabi biasa nyeros langkung jelas.
But a negative person quotes what I said, but when they say it out of their spirit, it means something totally different.
Angin jalmi negatif niron kecap-kecap abdi artina tiasa benten tepi.
That's what negativity does.
Dan dilakukan negatif.
It distorts truth.
Alihkan bebenaran.
If you have negativity in your life, it will be coloring your whole spirit.
Jantan ayah negatif ina hirup baris ngawarnaan sadaya roh urang.
So it will impact on your effectiveness.
Jantan baris mangaruhan keefektifan urang.
Many leaders have such potential.
Pemimpin seueur potensi.
They could be so fruitful in reaching so many people.
Aranjeunna tiasa langkung buahan kanggo ngajangko jalmi sanes.
But they must address what's in their heart.
Aranjeunna prayogi terang naon nu aya dina hatena.
Number 5, negativity makes unfair judgments and sweeping statements.
Nomor 5, negatif ngadamel kaputusan anu teu adil sareng pernyataan anu teu asup akal.
King David had a wife whose name was Michal.
Raja Daud gaduh istri namina Michal.
And the Bible tells how that David danced before the Lord.
Alkitab nyaraskeun kumaha Daud ngibing di payunan Gusti.
If you look at the original Hebrew word, it means that David really danced wildly before God.
Upami urang ningal bahasa Ibrani hal ieu leres-leres Daud ngibing sareng sumanget di payunan Gusti.
And his wife was very embarrassed.
Bojona ngaraos era.
She said, "How inglorious was the king today?"
Anjeunna nyaraos teu hormat raja dinten ieu.
How embarrassing.
Erakeun pisan.
And she began to judge him.
Anjeunna ngahukuman Daud.
But it wasn't about David, it was about what was in her heart.
Nang ieu sanes ngeunaan Daud nanging anu aya dina hate Michal.
Negative people are quick to judge others.
Jalmi negatif enggal ngahakiman batur.
They make quick general statements.
Aranjeunna enggal ngadamel pernyataan nyamiratakeun.
Jesus talked about the person who looks at the speck in somebody else's eye when they have a plank in their own eye.
Jesus masihan siloka jalmi anu ningali tatal dina panon batur balok dina dirina teu katingal.
And negative people are like that. They have a big tree trunk from their eye.
Jalmi negatif seperti kitu aranjeunna gaduh balok dina socana.
And everywhere they turn, it hits somebody over the head.
Tiap aranjeunna malik balok teh kena ka batur.
If they sit in church, they're judging everything.
Pamicarik di gereja aranjeunna ngahukuman segala hal.
They're judging the music or they're judging the pastor.
Ngahukuman musikna sareng ngahukuman gembalana.
Or they're judging the young people.
Ngahukuman barudak ngora.
And everywhere they turn, the people in front of them need to duck.
Mana wae ngaliak, jalmi nu dipayun aranjeunna perlu nunduk.
Because of the plank in their eye.
Margi balok dina soca batur.
That's what negativity does.
Eta teh anu dilakukeun negatif.
A negative person sits in a restaurant and judges people at other tables.
Jalmi negatif calik di restoran sareng nganili anu sanes.
They may not even know them, but they judge what they wear and how they look.
Jena tantang tu kenal sareng aranjeunna tapi atos nganile penampilan sareng anggeana.
A negative person watches a film and starts judging the people on the screen.
Kami negatif nonton film dengan nilai pemainnya.
Or they judge the acting.
Tetapi ngahukuman actingnya.
They don't know the people.
Jangan terkenal sarang jalmina.
But they're quick to judge.
Yang cepat ngahukuman.
And there are many people in the church.
Jalmi di gereja.
Who, because of what's in their heart, are quick to judge others.
Ingal ngahukuman jalmi sanes kumarki naon anu aya dina hate aranjeuna.
A negative person will hear one thing and build around that one thing.
Jalmi negatif ngadangu hiji hal sareng ngawangun carita ti hiji hal eta.
I was preaching in our church in Australia and used a word that offended a lady.
Abdi khotbah di gereja abdi di Australia nganggu kecap anu ngadamel jalmi kasinggung.
So she left the building upset.
Dan anjena ngantunkeun gereja sareng ambek.
She told one of the deacons that she was upset because of a particular word that I used.
Nyaros ka saurang diaken yen anjena ngambek margi kecap anu ku abi dianggo.
She would have gone home and all she would remember that morning was that one word.
Jana mulih ka bumi sareng anjena ngan emot sakecap.
She would have been ruled by that one word.
Anjena bari si kawasaan sakecap.
All the wonderful things I said that morning.
Anu endah anu abdi ucapkeun injing eta.
And she would remember just that one word.
Anjeuna nganinget sakecap.
So negativity does that. It just limits people and binds them up.
Dan negatif ngalakukeun hal eta anjeuna ngabatas sareng ngiket jalmi.
They make unfair judgments.
Anjeuna ngadamel panilaian anu teu leres.
And they only hear what they want to hear.
Anjeuna ngadangu naon anu anjeuna hoyong.
Number 6, negativity will contaminate your whole environment.
Nomor 6, negatif nyemarkan lingkungan.
It will affect your own children.
Mangaruhan barudak.
The book of Proverbs chapter 22 says, train your children in the way they should go.
Keloka 22, budak teh papatahan kumaha kuruna hirup sangkan ingat saumur-umur.
Train children in the way they should go and they won't depart from it. Children never depart from many of the things they're trained in.
Budak teh papatahan kumaha kuduna hirup sangkan inget saumur-umur nyalengor tinaon anu parantos anjeun diajar.
And so you bring your children up in a negative environment, often they're imprisoned by it.
Upami urang nyandak anak ka lingkungan anu negatif janten aranjeuna kajebak di jero.
So many times children reflect the very things that they disliked in their parents.
Taman pisan barudak ngagambarkeun hal utama anu aranjeuna teresep ti sepuhna.
One young person will say, I'll never drink the way my father drank.
Barudak ora nyarios abdi moal mabok-mabokan sapertos bapa.
Another will say, I'll never nag the way my mother nagged.
Abdi moal kaos bapa ngaganggu ibu.
I'll never treat my wife the way my father treated my mother.
Abdi moal ngalakeun ka pun bojo kawas bapa ngalakukeun ka ibu abdi.
Yet so often children do exactly the things that they didn't like in their parents.
Aing sering pisan anak-anak ngalakukeun sami sareng anu aranjeuna teresep ka sepuhna.
Because they've been trained in a certain way.
Kumargi tos dilatih.
And outside of the grace of God they can't depart from it.
Di luar anugerah ti Gusti aranjeuna tetiasa lepas dirinya.
And negativity does that to your children.
Negatif ngalakukeun eta ka anak-anak.
It's passed on through the generations.
Aya baris diwariskeun ka generasi salajengna.
And it contaminates those around and about you.
Baris nyemarkeun jalmi-jalmi di sakurilingna.
And finally, negativity will limit the present and sabotage the future in your life.
Anu akhir negatif baris ngabates kayaan urang ayeuna sareng sabotase masa depan. Upami urang negatif.
If you're negative, you'll be ruled by what you can't do.
Urang baris di kawasan sareng naon anu teu bisa lakukeun.
You'll be ruled by what you can't afford.
Urang baris di kawasan sareng naon anu urang teu mampu.
Let me finish this session by telling you one story.
Abdi baris ngarengsekeun sesi ieu sareng hiji carita.
When I was a little boy, I went up onto a high diving board to dive into a swimming pool.
Waktu abdi alit, abdi naik ka papan loncat kanggo terjun ka kolam renang.
I got onto the edge of the board but was afraid to dive.
Atos di ujung papan abdi sieun loncat.
My brother and friends were all waiting to dive, but I was in the way.
Tadarek sareng rerencangan tos ngantri di penggeren nanging abdi ngahalangan aranjeuna.
I was certain I couldn't do it.
Yakin abdi teu tiasa ngalakeun hal eta.
So eventually I stood back and let everybody else dive.
Dan abdi mundur masian anu sanes kanggo luncat. Anjeuna ngadorong abdi.
And I did that day after day after day.
Abdi ngalakeun eta unggal dinten.
Until one day my brother got so tired of waiting, he pushed me.
Pika hiji dinten sadarek abdi capek ngantosan.
And what a beautiful dive.
Terjun anu endah pisan.
Somersault.
Jungkir ka payun.
Backward somersault.
Jungkir ka tukang.
Triple pike.
Triple pike.
9.9, 9.9, 10, 9.9. As long as I believed I couldn't do it, I was ruled by that.
Salami abdi ngimut abdi teu tiasa ngalakukeun hal eta.
Negativity will limit you.
Negatif baris ngawasaan urang.
It's a reflection of what's in your heart.
Eta teh refleksi ti naon di lebet hati urang.
We need to get God's word into our heart.
Prayogi nyimpen pangadika di lebet hati urang.
So that the right things spring out of our heart in our life.
Bados hal-hal anu leres baris ngalir ti hati sareng kahirupan urang.
You can know and live in the blessing of God.
Baras urang hirup dina berkat Gusti.
God bless you.
Pastinya berkahan.